I saw that in D.C., the 911 operators are... What? Oh, my God. Y'all don't even know what I was going to say. What's happening? Oh, my God. Trust me, this is going to go somewhere good. Just... let me do the show. Oh my god, for a split second I was like, are y'all gonna come up here? Like, this is feels like the last thing Chris Rock saw before it just blocked out. The 22 of you just wow, okay, all right, well, 911 or they're basically starting a program where 911 operators are going to get $800 if they go to all of their shifts, right? If they don't call out, if they don't miss a shift. And I didn't know that this was that much of a problem, right? Because when you think about it, 911 is a pretty hard job to call out of. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, if you work at 911 and you're like, hey, I can't come in today. And they're like, why? And you're like, oh, it's an emergency. It's like, oh, tell me about it. Tell me where. Like, nah, it's personal. But yeah, apparently that's been happening. Apparently there's been very, very few shifts that have been like, did you call them or something? This is, you were like, mm-hmm. Did something happen to you personally? Or?
No, it's just a frustration I have with the city. Like,
oh, okay. Oh, you just don't like it here. Like... you got a bigger thing. You got a bigger...
if I call them, I'm finna die.
Yeah. But to be fair, when you call them, it's because you're finna die. Like, it's... gotcha. This is my thing. It's like, it's got to be hard to a certain degree. I try to give people a little bit of grace because it's got to be hard to, like, take those calls, you know? Because whenever I get an emergency call as a friend, I don't handle it well. You know what I mean? Like, when my friend calls me as if I'm 911, calls me as like, oh my God, I need you to come pick me up. I need your help. I'm always immediately like, why'd your stupid ass go over there to begin with? Like they're clearly still in the emergency. And I'm like, see, that's why I told your dumb ass not to go over there. Because you love hanging out with them. They make you feel cool and everything. But now that somebody got popped, now you want help. So now I'm supposed to come over and get shot so I can prove I'm really your friend. Because notice you didn't call him. You called me, all right? Because you knew he wouldn't come. Now I'm sending an Uber driver over there just with a note to be like, don't wait long. Like, if he doesn't get in, then he not there. So I get it. I get how it's got to be one of the hardest jobs because you are like, you're taking the emergency, but you're also powerless, right? You can send somebody the way I sent that Uber. And to be fair, you know, when 911 sends somebody, they know that they're the emergency service. My driver thought he was picking me up. My friend running up to the car. He's over here like, for Josh? He's like, yeah, whatever. You know? So it's like you're in a tough spot because you are genuinely powerless to what's happening. And you must hear just the worst stories. Just the worst things. You know what I mean? Nobody calls to chat. You know what I mean? Nobody calls 911 to be like, how's your day going? Does anybody ever ask you how you know what I mean? I will say that, okay, I'm digressing for a second, but it does make me mad. As much as we are surveilled, why when you call 911 they don't know it's you? Do you know what I mean? Like, I get so mad. Like, I've only had to call 911 a couple times in my whole life, and then they're like, 911, what's your emergency? Like, what? What are you talking about? What is my, who am I? And they're like, where are you? I called from a home phone. I called from a hard line. People don't even have those anymore. You don't know exactly where I am right now? It's like, no, we actually can't trace the call. Oh, okay. You want to come find? I'm going to kill the president. Can you find me now? Like, that's... That's insane. We can't tell where you are right now. We don't know. What? You know my whole browser history, and you don't know where I am. All right, whatever. But then, yeah, people have been calling out, so now they've started this initiative to be like, hey, maybe. And look, I don't know what 911 operators in D.C. or anywhere in the country, I don't know what they get paid. I'm sure whatever they get paid is not enough, because I'm sure that every day, no matter the situation, at least one tragic thing happens that they just have to take home with them. You know? And then you have to take the next emergency like you didn't just hear the last emergency. You know? Because nobody thinks about that. When you call 911, that person probably wants to tell you, can you give me a second? Can you give me a second? Because there was an active shooter situation, and then they just hung up. So now I'm talking to you. So I'm sorry, what's that about your chest pains again? No? So it's got to be incredibly difficult. I understand why you wouldn't go back. I've quit jobs for far less. I think if I worked at 911 and I got a bad enough call the first, like, five calls, I'd be like, y'all, this isn't for me. I'll send money or something, but I can't. This is bad stuff. This is... I don't have the help in my heart that I thought I had. You know what I mean? Because then also you have to, like, you have to not be the problem. Like, there's a show called I Survived that I will watch sometimes with my girlfriend. And it's amazing how many times the 911 operator isn't just not helpful. They're, like, actively contributing to the emergency. Because then the person will call and be like, hey, there's somebody in the house. What? There's somebody in the house. You gotta get over here quick, because there's somebody in the house. It's not you? Plus me. Is in the house. What room? I don't know what room. But they're not supposed to be in the house at all. Up, I can't hear you. Your voice. Look, don't get attitude with me. You call me, all right? Don't get an attitude with me because you called me, all right? I didn't call you going, hey, how you doing? You called over here, okay? I'm sorry. Just keep your voice down. So it must be hard. It must be hard because you're trying to help and you could be hurt. Because then also you hear stories of people who are like, yeah, I called 911, but they couldn't hear me. So then they hung up. I'm like, how do you not have the good headphones? I'm talking about every 911 operator. I don't like that little thing that Halle Berry had in the movie with the little mic and the little earpiece, and it was only on one side. No wonder they can't hear anything. I want them to have the big old cover the ear, cover half the head headphones. You know the ones that gamers have? You hear everything. When I play games, I can hear this kid's mom's footsteps in the hallway on the way to knock the controller out of his hand. Like, you can hear everything. They got them fighting. Not enough resources, not enough people. Because honestly, it's like, look, you know, we can criticize, but it's like, I really don't want to do it. You know, like, I think if people want to get it, like, really understand, I think everybody, I believe this for a lot of jobs, but I think that everybody should have to take 2 911 calls. Just because you would be like, all right, so I let both mine die. That's my bad. I didn't know how to handle it. I panicked. I just started crying while they were talking, so I didn't take in any information or anything. That's my bad. I won't criticize as much anymore. $800 for all of your shifts. Just because you still get paid. And then an $800 bonus if you make it to all the shifts. I don't know. I think that maybe. Let's try it. Let's see. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, I did not know this person, but I heard a story one time from a friend when I lived in Chicago, who his cousin worked at 911, and then he called out, which I didn't even know they were allowed to do back then. I thought you had to, like, really go in every day, or they would give you a total. They'd be like, hey, listen, this is how bad the day was without you, so. As an incentive to keep you coming into work, right? But basically, you know, his boy called out, and then while he... He called out, and then he, okay. Y'all are gonna judge me, all right. He called out, and then he got into a car accident, right? And so he wasn't driving, his friend was driving, and it was just like, it was a fender bender, but it was like a bad one. And so then he went ahead and called just in case, and then when he called, apparently, they were like, 911, what's your emergency? And he was like, nigga, it's me! Must be tough. In Chicago, there's a lunch lady that was arrested for stealing $1.5 million worth of chicken wings. As soon as I read the headline, I was like, I have questions. How many is 1.5 million chicken wings? Because are we talking like the price of specials? You know what I mean? Because like if those are 50 cent wings, we're talking about millions of wings. No? Or are these like the more expensive wings, like the nice wings that got some real girth to them? You know what I mean? Maybe they're $1 each, you know? $1.5 million worth of chicken wings. And this was basically during the pandemic. She was in charge of ordering the food, right? And so she would order the food, and she started ordering the food, but then ordering some wings on the side, right? Like any of us. And so she started a whole hustle with these wings, right? And she drove the cargo van, so it was the perfect crime. She's the one ordering the food, and then she's the one picking up the food. So she was ordering the cargo vans, and I mean, she was using the cargo vans after ordering the food. So she was basically taking the billing, but she was keeping the meat. No one knows where the wings are. Yet another mystery, right? Because any number of things could have happened with these wings. And I want to be clear about something. The program that she's ordering the wings for is for kids who are doing remote learning but still receiving a school lunch, right? So some of those kids, there's a chance that some of those kids went hungry off of her scheme, right? Which is sad. It's terrible. And it made me wonder what made it worth it, getting all these wings, right? Did she have a side business?
Yes.
Was she going up to like a wing stop? Like, hey. Hey. Anytime somebody's a criminal, they whisper in my mind, hey. You deal in wings, I deal in wings. I got some wings outside. Fell off a truck. You don't ask any questions. You make a little more money. And then Wingstop is like, no, we're not going to take your outdoor falling off of a truck wings. No, thank you. Nah, I'm good. And then she was like, okay. All right. I already have an offer at Buffalo Wild Wings. Because I'll tell you what, I have been to some wing places in my life where you eat the wings, you're like, this has been on the floor. Like, this is, nah, this is not good. There's no reason they charged a quarter, all right? This is bad. So maybe, you know, maybe she was flipping them. Maybe she was going over there with cases of wings to like local restaurants being like, hey, just go ahead, serve it to the people. They're good wings, right? If you buy wings off of her, you got to be watching your dining room floor that night like, nobody dying. I guess those were some good wings. Okay. Really made a deal. And then I had a friend point out that maybe, perhaps, she was doing some sort of Robin Hood thing where she knows, because she's been working in the system for, you know, about a decade, that a lot of food goes to waste. Maybe she was ordering food to give some food away, which is fine. You know, I'd like to believe that little, like, chicken wing Robin Hood type angle. You know what I mean? Like an angle where she just is out on the corner deep frying in real time, just like feeding the hungry. Get over here. Burn your mouth on this, you know? But even in that scenario, you had to take food from a kid who was already hungry. And one of the reasons they caught her is that when they were checking the budget, they saw that the district was $300,000 over budget. You got to be more careful than that. Like, she ordered all these wings, I guess, in the period of like a few months, which is going to be noticed, right? And one of the reasons they caught her is because the schools don't order chicken wings. Kind of almost feels like entrapment it was even an option. Like, that's, I wonder when they saw the order if they were like, chicken wings? Okay. We'll do our best. You know? But they don't do chicken wings at school lunches because of the bones. You know? Yeah, because you have dumb kids that'll eat them. Like, I don't know. I'm not saying I'm brilliant, but I always knew not to eat a bone. You know, I don't know why we coddling these children. Go ahead and, you know what I mean? Let the kids have some real flavor in their lives. We can't have flavor because this one kid gonna try to eat the whole thing. Oh, it's annoying. But it is crazy, because when you think about it, if she had just stuck to, like, chicken nuggets, she'd be running an enterprise right now.
Because I'd like to believe, just me personally, that she was like a chicken wing kingpin. At seven figures, you're doing something with those wings. See what I mean? I'd like to think that, you know, she'd be showing up to the drop and everything. Looks like The Wire, but it's for chicken wings. She shows up with the wings. They don't show up with the money, you know? And she's like, oh, you don't have the money? Okay. Grab them. And then two, like, you know, two goons run up and grab the dude. And he's like, wait, wait, I can pay. I can pay. I swear I can pay. And then they make him put his arm in like a chicken wing. You know what I mean? Like, and then they put his arm on the hood of the car and he had a chicken wing. He's like, no, please, don't do it, please. And then one of the goons just stomping his elbow, like just something that really hurts. They send him away. He's like, oh. Don't forget the money next time. Because when I saw her mugshot, it was crazy. Because, you know, she's a bit older. I believe she's like 66, 68 or something like that. So it's kind of odd when you see an older person in a mugshot, because she over here looking like Deadpool's roommate. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, how you look like a lunch lady and guilty in the same picture? That's, you could tell she had served some lunches too, just from picture had a little sass to it, just a little like. You can tell that's how she be looking at kids when they ask for an extra pudding or something. Oh, that's tough though. They gave that woman 9 years.
Oh,
right, 9 years. That feels disproportionate. You know what I mean? The state doesn't care that much about chicken wings. They don't even care about the kids that much. That's 9 years? Wow. People on Wall Street don't do a day. Like, that's 9 years. You know, I think that's too much. If it were up to me, I don't even know if I would have her really serve jail time. If it were up to me, it'd be probation and she has to eat $1.5 million worth of chicken. Oh, we know what you're having for lunch for the rest of your life, ma'am. 6 years in, she's like, I've had every sauce there is. I can't do this anymore. Knock it.